A5. Number 13A.
All right, we go to life and investigate what intelligence means in relation to life. What would you feel that we have to know about intelligence when it reflects life?
It's abundant.
Intelligence is abundant, huh? Yes,
unlimited.
We have abundant intelligence, so we have not just a small measure of intelligence, but abundant intelligence. How is it? How abundant is intelligence? Unlimited, huh? So if you work for your child that should have intelligence at school, do you do something properly? Is that right? That your boy or your girl at school has intelligence and is not ignorant, and that your child has intelligence? Is that the right? It's universal. Huh? Therefore you can't work. Can you see? In principle, we have seen intelligence is impersonal. Therefore, we can never work so that we see that somebody has enough intelligence, huh? Or that somebody has the intelligence that is needed for a certain situation. Huh? But that what we see is that it is impersonal, therefore we can only see that intelligence at the point of life is abundant, unlimited, infinite, and therefore does not belong to any person or to a patient. Huh? Yes. What else could we see about intelligence? Intelligence is permanent. Huh? Yes. Aha. Intelligence is spontaneous. Huh? The spontaneity of life, yes. This is so necessary. You know, even in the Bible, the teaching was that it said, don't worry if you are being brought before kings and judges and so on, that you worry what you will say. When you will be there, you will know what you will say. Meaning nothing else but that inspiration or intelligence is spontaneous. Huh? Yes. That we don't have to worry, will I have intelligence at that and that time? Because it's timeless, spontaneous. Yes. It's new. Aha. Uh-huh. Well, how can it be new when it is permanent? Aha. Uh-huh. So intelligence never repeats itself. Huh? It's always new, yes, it's fresh, it's spontaneous, unlimited we had up to now, yes.
It's self-providing.
It's self-providing, what does that mean concretely? What is the meaning of it if intelligence is self-providing?
Providing.
Aha, good, that intelligence exists out of itself, yeah. Is sustained out of itself. Therefore, it helps us to see that we don't have to sustain intelligence by eating the right vitamins and so on. Yes, that intelligence, being spiritual, has within itself the self-maintaining ability, self-sustaining ability, yes, the self-providing ability. Yeah? Yes? Yeah?
But if you think about this intelligence being individualized...
Mm-hmm. Yes, you could say that intelligence is infinitely individualized.
That's
yeah? So that you can see that not everybody needs to know the same thing at the same time. It's infinitely individualized, so that at every place and at every situation where intelligence is needed, it's there in its specific individualized way. Yes? That's life, huh? The individuality of life. Yeah?
Inexhaustible?
intelligence, is it exhaustible? Yes? Really, I'm amazed how well you know the synonymous terms. I'm really amazed now. Very seldom during over an hour we would have to say, well, does that belong to this synonymous term or not? I'm amazed. Thank you. Huh? Yeah?
I'm associating individuality with soul. I can't get it connected with life.
Yes? See, with soul you have identity. And with life, individuality. Which means that soul first tells us that the Creator and its creation are identical. They have the same identity. What the Creator has, creation has too. So that there is no discrepancy in the nature between the Creator and the creation. So there is complete identity. So soul only establishes first that very fact that the Creator and its creation are in nature, in quality, the same. Now, when we have life, which comes after principle, and in principle we have seen principle is self-operative as infinite ideas. Therefore, that identity of soul operates as infinite ideas, and therefore that one identity, when infinitely individualized, is the multiplication of that identity's individuality. So that each individuality, each one of the infinite individuality, has identity, has the same in quality as its principle. So that no single idea loses its identity, meaning that each single idea has always the whole nature of the infinite. It never loses the nature of the infinite because of the identity principle. Though it is individualized, and therefore every idea is different. Yes? So each one of us always is different, and we have different tasks to accomplish, different offices to fulfill, different mission to fill. Everyone is different from the other, so it's individual. And yet each one has identity with God. He can draw from God everything. Yes. Soul, principle, life is a very nice triad. It says, first I establish the very fact that every idea is identical with its principle. Then principle says, but I have infinite ideas. So every idea in life is different, individual, though it has the same nature as its principle. Yeah. Yes? Now we go back to intelligence in life. Yes? Intelligence is omnipresent. It's a present condition, yes. It is an isness. Life is, it is an isness. It's not something that we wish for or that we hope for. It is actually an actual existence. It is, intelligent is, yes, quite right, yes. Intelligence certainly multiplies, yes. The moment we approach something in an intelligent way, we can see how that intelligence, because we have said is self-supporting and self-maintaining, self-providing, begins to multiply. Yeah. There is no end to it. That's life. Huh? Yes?
Method.
Intelligence has method. Huh? Yeah. Yes. And that's very, very necessary because, say, in life we have method, but there are infinite methods, and we see that only that method is really the right method, which is the most rational method. But to choose the most rational method, you need the intelligence of mind. The intelligence of mind will tell us how to approach a subject. How to approach is a method. Just think of what we have been discussing the other day. When was it, on Monday, when I was telling you the story of how we did not know the method how to study the seventh synonymous term because we did not know the method. Well, who would tell us the method? We jolly well had to pray and rely on the intelligence of mind, that mind would show us the method. So the intelligence of mind as life shows us the intelligent method, the appropriate method is the intelligent method, the appropriate method for a certain problem.
What's the difference between method?
The method is the way we apply the system. A system is given. See, for instance, the system of Christian Science, we can say, is the seventh synonymous term, the four sides of the city, and this is given. Now the method is how to use that system. Shall you use the method of the word order, or shall you use the method of the Christ order, or shall you use this or that? Yeah. So method is a terrific thing. I think when we have never been talking so much about method as for the last perhaps 5 years or so. We have always been talking about system in our group. That was the main thing. System, system, system. That was John Dolly brought. And little by little we began to realize that actually that which makes the system practical and rational especially, is to choose the right method. Yeah, I mean, just take an example of that. We said, here is a movement with perhaps a million people reading the textbook, but because it does not know the method, it cannot see the synonymous terms and their characteristics. It's all only a question of method, nothing else. The movement is in earnest. There is practically no Christian movement like the Christian Science movement that is so in earnest, that spends so much time each day for the study of their religion. I mean, you take the Catholic or the Methodist or so, they certainly don't spend practically every day an hour or two on the study of their textbook. But because the method is missing, they can't get at it. Say the method is missing of how to read the textbook tone-wise, tonality-wise, and therefore they never see the structure of the textbook. It's only a question of method, and you can see the why method is life. You really get that the life substance of things through method. Yes. So intelligence is methodical. Yeah. Has the right method, can choose the right method. Yes.
And is always exalted.
Intelligence is an exalted state of consciousness, yes. It is therefore never, as in soul, never in something, yes. All right. And inspires, yes. That intelligence is really an inspiring intelligence, yes. You see, in mind you wouldn't have that, Mind wouldn't give us yet that sense that it inspires. In mind, that intelligence just says it knows and knows and apprehends all, comprehends all, but that it lifts up, exalts us, that intelligence is also life intelligence, an exalting intelligence, inspiring intelligence, yes, an impelling intelligence, yes, yeah.
Inspiring, would that be the opposite of depression if you have to...
You can take that as the opposite of depressive, depressive thought, yes. So many people really are suffering under depressive thought. Huh? So many people, more and more people actually. Huh? And it has become a real problem for the Western world, not for the Eastern. They are not depressed, they just... Yeah. Yes, my intelligence is an eternal intelligence, yes. Timeless intelligence, ever present we had, yes. Now, what does it offset? Yeah, what does it offset? Yeah?
Limitation.
Ah, that's, you see, you have to stay with intelligence, huh? It's now not a question what are the opposites of life. We have now to see something with intelligence, yes? So it offsets, if it is inspiring, huh? It offsets really the depressive thought, yes? Uh-huh. Yes. Well, that intelligence can die, huh? That intelligence can have an end, huh?
Well, there's a belief that the brain cells die, and then
then the intelligence dies, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That would handle that very much in life. Huh? The, what you call it, for Carl Kung, when the brain doesn't work anymore, and...
Senile,
yeah. Senility, huh? That's typical mind life, huh? It's not just mind, huh? It's typical life, huh? Yeah.
We've gone through a number of these synonyms now with intelligence, and I have not discovered the method by which you are working out the second rule where it offsets.
Well, now we have said it offsets what, huh? And we took, what did we take? An opposite of enlightened intelligence, and said it offsets depressive thought and intelligence. Yeah.
You remain completely with the word intelligence.
Yeah.
And you use the negative of the other synonym?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that intelligence, it offsets that intelligence, we said, is timely, that it has an end, that it has a beginning, you see. Time is the opposite of life. Huh? Beginning and end is the opposite of eternal life. So it offsets really the belief that intelligence is limited, is time, what you say, is time, if it has time, timely, not timely really, that's not the right word. Huh?
It's time bound.
It's time bound, yeah. What is your English term for when it only lives for a certain time?
Limited.
Temporal. Yeah. Got it. Now we have it, huh? Temporal. Yeah. That is offset, huh? That intelligence is temporal. Yeah. That intelligence kills. Mm-hmm. Kills the imperation. Now it exalts the imperation. Yes. Yeah. Now you must say something. Not what intelligence is. We are defining what intelligence is and what it offsets. You see, it offsets something about. We said it that it is. Yeah.
Retardation.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Then we go to truth.
We had infinite.
Yeah.
Doesn't that get into the four orders?
Yeah. Actually, we shouldn't use infinite, but I let it pass. You know, I'm a good teacher and that. Don't correct everything. Because it's because life has that sense of that is not limited and therefore a sense of infinite, but actually infinite is not a characteristic really of life. But more the timelessness, the eternality, the
is progression in life.
A progression in life, yes. All right, so we go to truth. And we take positives, meaningful positives, no word puzzles. All right.
Conscious.
Can I have a sentence with intelligence?
Intelligence is conscious.
Conscious. Intelligence is aware of itself, is conscious of itself. That's something not everybody would admit, because most people would say intelligence is not conscious, it comes from the brain. And this is quite unique actually to the Christian Science concept and field, that intelligence is conscious of itself. It knows what it knows. And it is aware of itself what it knows. And that's the great point, you see, that in treatment or so, you can see that you are not putting intelligence on something or on somebody, but that intelligence itself is aware of itself. It's consciously aware of itself. It's not in the subconscious and in the unconscious, but it's consciously conscious of itself. Yes?
Intelligence has a standard.
Oh, yeah, that intelligence is a standard and has a standard, that it does not drop from that standard, yes?
Is whole.
Intelligence is whole, yes, it doesn't lack anything. Sorry that I go to the negatives, but that's how the mind usually works, yes.
And dominion,
and we know that, The moment we see something in an intelligent way, we just feel we are the master of the situation. Gives terrific dominion. Intelligence, it has dominion. Dependability. Would you then have to say dependent on what?
No, I would say intelligence.
All right, then we leave it. Yes.
Max, doesn't certainty also have to do with truth as well as soul? To be certain?
Yes. Yes. It's soul, and it's truth. Yes. It depends which aspect of certainty you take.
You say that intelligence is the ideal intelligence.
Intelligence is always an ideal intelligence, yes. Yeah. So can you see how we had it? We had intelligence is the standard, is the ideal, intelligence is whole. Can you see what intelligence here as truth means? That intelligence has just all the factors within itself that is necessary to be intelligence. That's what truth brings out. As its whole, ideal. Ideal means the maximum of standard, so that one gets a feeling that intelligence which we are talking about in Christian Science just knows all. Is so complete and ideal that it knows all. Nothing is missing. We don't have to fear that it doesn't know or it isn't quite master and hasn't quite dominion, now it comes dominion, over a situation. It is so complete, yes. That is a good thing, That intelligence is affirmative, that it affirms itself, that's the true sense of it. Therefore, intelligence can never be overruled, There's no bulldozer going over intelligence. It stands up right against it and says, here is the intelligence of truth, which says what is true and that affirms itself. Yeah.
Intelligence
intelligence is invincible in this case, huh? It's always the victor, yeah, is invincible.
Can we say intelligence is true because there is no falsehood?
Yes, intelligence is true, yes, yes.
It's factual,
yes. It's factual. Uh-huh. So there is no hesitancy about it, huh? Do I have intelligence? Do I not have intelligence? Is there intelligence or is there not? It's a fact and it's factual. Yes. A remedial, yes. Yes. That intelligence is the remedy, it's a remedial agent, huh? Yes. Because with intelligence you can remedy, so to say, all misconceptions, yes, all misunderstandings you can remedy with intelligence, quite right.
Can you say intelligence realizes itself?
Yes, intelligence is a self-realization, yeah, yes.
Can you say intelligence?
Yeah, sure, yes. Intelligence is healing, just as your neighbor said it's remedial, huh? Yeah, it's healing, yes. It can solve a situation. You see, truth solves a situation. Truth saves and heals, so it can solve a situation. So the intelligence of truth solves a situation, remedial, yes.
Have we said intelligence discloses or unveils?
Yes, yes. The intelligence of truth is that, huh, which unveils, huh? Yes, yes. You see, when was it, this morning or when did we do it? Yes, this morning when we had through the laws of truth, you see, law mind, huh, of truth unveils error. Huh? So that law needs the intelligence of mind to the unveil and disclose and uncover error. Huh? Yes. She doesn't she even say somewhere that truth is the intelligence of mind? I think that's a statement that truth is the intelligence of mind. Yeah. In 282, truth is the intelligence of immortal mind. Yeah. All right. What does it offset? What would you say?
That anything can be made hidden from you.
Oh, yes.
Needs to be uncovered.
Yeah. That the intelligence of truth we had before is uncovering what is hidden. Yes. That it has that intelligence to pierce through every situation, to penetrate, so to say, every mist. Huh? And bring to light what needs to be brought to light. Yes. I think we have to stop here.